Welcome to everyone in the house. Those that are viewing, this is the greatest season of your lives. You believe it? Say, yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. In Jeremiah 29, God says this. He says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans of welfare and not of evil. To give you a future and a hope." I want you to think about that. Say, I have a future. If you don't see it, you don't have it. Did you know that? Deuteronomy 29:29 says, the secret things, the unknown things, they belong to God. But those things which are revealed. In Amos, he says, I will to do a new thing. I will to do something new. But the offspring of new is having the faith for it. You have to see it. You have to see it. You have to see it. Have you ever lost something, maybe something small, and you just thought, I'm not even going to look for that because I don't know where it is. And maybe your wife would come in and say, you say, I lost whatever. And it's just natural to say, did you look for it? And you would typically say, well, of course, I looked for it. But have you ever been asked the question, did you look for it? And you said, I didn't, because I know I'm not going to find it. Huh? Going to find it. Going to find something real good. Going to find it. Going to find it. Welcome to everyone in the house. A shout out to all our friends that are watching. Shout out to dear friend Shelley in Seattle. God's doing a new thing. Shout out to Michael and Tiffany. God's doing a new thing. This is the greatest season. This is an epic season. You know what I'm talking about. This is the dawn of a new day. This is the open door of your future. But if you don't see it, you don't have it. But what if you could see your future? What if you could see? I mean, what if you could see it? I don't mean I see it. Some people believe I can see their future. Some people don't. But it's not important that I see your future. It's important that you see your future. It's important that I see my future. Because if you don't see it, you don't got it. If you don't see it, you don't got it. But the word says, if you will believe, if you will believe, and it's that believing thing, it's that I believe. But you really don't believe unless you see it. You really don't. You have to see it. See, faith doesn't show you what isn't. Faith shows you what is. That's what it does. It may look invisible. You may not be able to see it with your eyes. You can take your seats. Let's stay right here. But I have news for you. You can't see anything with your eyes anyway. No one in this place, no one viewing, is seeing me with your eyes. You're looking at me, but you're seeing me with your mind. The eye doesn't really see anything. It looks. What the eye does is it captures rays of light and sends it to the back of the cortex of your brain, and the brain, the mind, is what shows you what your eyes are looking at. But your eyes really don't see anything. Jesus said it like this. He says, you have eyes, but you don't see. Same thing with your ears. Your ears really don't hear. There's three parts to your ear, outer, middle, and inner. But it's sound, noise, that comes into your ear. That little auditory nerve, little hair fibers in there, just rattle. They sense sound, but it's your brain, your mind, that actually hears. And Jesus said, you have ears, but you do not hear. And then he said, blessed are those that have a heart to see. And he said, and those people see what I'm saying to you. If you could see your future promise. Now, listen, a promise isn't in the future. A promise is not in the future. A promise comes from the past. If I make my wife a promise and I say, I'm going to take you to dinner Thursday evening, wherever you want to go, Italy. You can make it in time. Italy, Thursday. All right. Of course. And Thursday, we go to Italy. The promise isn't in the future. The promise came from the past. And the word calls this seed. Now, here's a prophetic word. Understand what prophecy is. A lot of people get very excited about prophecy. Prophets, prophetic word. And we should. Some people shake their head at it and go, yeah, whatever. I don't believe in it. And if you don't believe in prophecy, you don't have a future promise. I'm not saying life won't play out. I'm not saying you won't walk in events. But the contention and the struggle between here and there is very, very difficult. And the word says it like this. It says, to set your mind on the things of the flesh, it destroys you. Or it literally kills your future. But God just said, I know the plans I have for you. A future and a hope. So everyone here, everyone viewing, you have a future from God and you have a future in God. But the future he promised doesn't lie in your future. It really is in the before you. Promise is before. David said it like this. Scripture say, in my mother's womb you knew me, and you knit all my parts together. You fashioned me. You knew what I was all about before I could decide anything. And then God says here again, he says, I know the plans I have for you. And the plans of God, the word of God, are sure. They're yes and amen. But light is a carrier. When you're looking right now, it's such a wonder. I mean, if you just, and trust me, I'm no expert by any means, but I'm fascinated by God and seeing and sound and prophecy and the word. I'm fascinated. And so I learn different things. And what's amazing is God will tell me, and then I'll go and I'll prove it out that what I heard was so. But I already know. I already know. But when I see it in print, I just kind of laugh inside and go, man, I'm the smartest guy I know. But I'm not. But the God I know, he is. And it encourages me because I can see the future. Now, a misunderstanding of what that means seems mythical and magical and not real. Okay. But that's because you don't understand prophecy or what a prophetic anointing or a prophet is. People think that a prophet may be someone that is just, you have this mystical gift and you can just see into the future. And you can tell people things that are going to happen in the future and they come to pass. Well, it's true, you can. But what's really happening, it's just like when we look, when you look with your eyes, and I'm prophesying to you today in intelligible words by the anointing of the Spirit so you can see your future so you get it. But it's just like the eye. The eye looks, but it doesn't see, but you think you're seeing with your eyes. But you're seeing with your brain. That's why you can look directly at something and not see it. You won't look for something because maybe you dropped a small screw from your sunglasses or your eyeglasses on the floor, and maybe this carpet, or just you dropped it in the garage, which I've done many times and thought, I'll never find it because the screw is the same color as the little flakes on the floor. But inevitably, someone will come and say, did you look for it? And sometimes you're like, no, I didn't look for it. Of course, I looked for it. But sometimes it's, no, I didn't look because I didn't think I'll find it. Sometimes we struggle, we contend so hard because we don't know what our future is, so it's shots in the dark. And with that, the word says a carnal mind, to live by the carnal mind, what does that mean? Well, you're driven by senses, that buck and a half worth of chemistry that drives your emotions. And without the mind, without the word, without the light of God, you can get very confused, very lost, and you end up doing things you shouldn't do. Again, reverting back to Adam and Eve in the garden, where God said, there's a tree there, and I don't want you. Literally, Eve said, we're not to look at it, we're not to touch it, let alone eat of it. God didn't want them to look at the tree with their eyes. He wanted them to look at the tree with their heart. Because there was as much life in the tree of knowledge of good and evil as there was in the tree of life. Because to obey God gave them life. And it proved out when they touched the tree and they ate of the tree, they lost the life that God had given them in the garden. But so amazing, the word says that Jesus, before the foundation of the world, he was set. So you can never really lose your future because it's not ahead of you, it's before you. Before I was, God knew me. And when we try to, when we think with a natural mind, and that's why the word of prophecy is so important, because it opens up an aperture that allows light to come in. Amazingly enough, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. I'm the carrier of the heart of the Father. But I need you to step into the light. And sometimes people don't want to step into the light. Sometimes people are afraid to come into a prophetic service or under an anointing that they feel is just not a feel-good service. And if you think I'm talking negatively about feel-good services, you're right. But because we need to do more than feel good, we need to walk well. We walk wise, so we have the power to continue on and not be halted or hindered or stopped. But Jesus said, I am the light of the world. But you have to be willing to step into the light. This place, I don't just believe it to be, this place is a place of light. And it is a place of growth. It's a place of illumination. And I'm not doing a plug or a pitch for PFC. We're here at 10:30 every Sunday and 7 o'clock. But for understanding's sake, when you deal with something, you ever purchased an item and it just seems so confusing that you don't even want to look at the instructions because they're like this long and the print is like that small and you're like, I'll figure it out, and you don't. And you say, this thing doesn't work, and it does. But it's the understanding. It's the understanding. Prophecy is about insight and understanding. I've said this for years and years and years. A prophet or a prophetic anointing isn't just about pointing at people and telling them where they've been or what they're doing. As a matter of fact, that's the smaller version of it. Prophecy, a prophetic anointing, is about an enlightening of the mind as to what your future looks like. Everyone is going to walk in the future. But that's a whole lot different than your future. Your future, God said, is a plan. He said, I know the plan. So your future is a plan. And God says, I'm the only one that has that. And if you don't see it, you can't walk into it. You ever heard the term blind faith? There is no such thing. See, Abraham, the word says, believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. In other words, what the word is literally saying is Abraham saw his future in God, and then his body didn't make a difference. That God said to him, take Isaac, your only son, really the only hope of the future that I promised you, take him and offer him up before me because I want you to. And the word says that Abraham was so firm in the faith that he said, we will, he told him in, he said, stay down here, we're going up there. He said, we, both of us, we will come back. And then he said, if God has to, he will raise him from the dead. But as for me, I'm going to do what God has told me to do because I don't fear my future. Some people are afraid of their future, so they don't see it. See, the light doesn't expose your failures. The light exposes your future. And sometimes people don't want to step into the light, into a place of growth. Jesus said, I can't, there's a lot of things I can't say to you now because you're still contending emotionally and mentally. You're still looking, but you're not seeing. He said, I've spoke to them. He said, they knew him as God, but they didn't honor him as God. In other words, they saw him as God, but they didn't understand that he is God. To understand who Jesus is, you have to know he's not all you need. He's more. He's not all you need. He's all there is. He's everything. To worship God as God, you have to know that he's all God, that he is more perfect than you could fathom in the deepest recesses of your imagination. He is so God, and in that, he is so good. His judgment is good. Everything about God is good. And he said, I know the plans I have for you. He said, it's not harm. It's not evil. He says, they're plans of good, plans of welfare, plans to bless you, plans to show you your future, a promised hope. So the question is, if you could see your future, which is what I'm anointed to present, you won't miss it. You can't, because you know what it looks like. 29:29, Deuteronomy, secret things belong to God, but once they're revealed, they belong to you. The word says, when you see him, you become like him, for you see him as he is. And why would I become like him when I see him for who he is? Because then I know the truth about me. In the beginning, God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. And in the image of God created he them, male and female created he them. And God blessed them. God blessed you. In your before you, God blessed you. God blessed you before you could fail. And failure in reality is kind of like impossible. It really doesn't exist in God. It's only in unbelief that failure exists. It's only in doubt that you stay in the darkness and the shadows and you don't look for your future. He said, if you will seek for me after with your whole heart, he said, you will find me. But you have to be like Abraham. I know what you said is God. It's true. And this is where the mind, the heart, begins to receive what the eye is looking at. In other words, today you're hearing a word. Your ear is not hearing me. Your mind, your brain is hearing me. Your ear is simply sending a signal. And your brain, how miraculous. Your brain is literally telling you what I'm saying, but you think your ear is, and it's not. It's just a courier. Your eyes, you're looking at me. But you're really not seeing me with your eyes. Your eyes don't really see anything. They carry information. They carry the light. And then the brain, the mind, the heart translates what you see. I'm telling my daughter, which I don't often do, sorry, Lene. One day we're sitting out in the backyard and Donna looked up and the sky was beautiful. And I don't remember if Lene had sunglasses on or what. And Donna said, the sky is so beautiful. Blue and so beautiful. And Lene, I think she had just woke up. And sometimes it takes a minute to wake up. And she looked up and said, it doesn't look that blue to me. And then she caught what she said and said, I'm sorry, Mom. I didn't mean it like that. But sometimes we look at the same thing and see totally different things. When I talk about growing in the power of the Lord. When I talk about the trying of our faith, I used to see it as a battle, something I dread. But then when the word says that Jesus, one day he was talking, and he said, all the words that I've spoken must be fulfilled. And I love this. He said, and he opened up their hearts to see the scriptures. Not their eyes. He opened up their hearts to understand what he was saying. It's been saying it for a long time. That's why the word says they look at God, and sometimes we look at him and we go, God, yeah, it's that invisible thing. It's kind of like chance. No, it's not. But when you don't see it, you don't understand it. And when you don't understand it, it's like looking at something but never seeing it. And we've all done it. You'll look at something and you never see it. But have you ever passed by something and you just take a glance and you saw it and you walk by and wait, hey, I just saw what I was looking for. And then you, when you go to look for it, it takes you a while. It might be a specific word or an item or something you're looking for. And you can just flash by, you'll see it. And your brain tells you what your eye couldn't. Hey, you saw that. And you'll go back and then you're looking with your eyes. But it's your mind that says, here it is. Your mind. The word says, be renewed in your mind. Be born again in your mind. What is it saying? Let the mind that was in Christ be the same mind that is in you. And what mind was that? How do we have a good future? How do we attain the promises of God? How do we break off those chains that weigh us down and that keep dragging us back into those dark corridors where we just really don't want to be, but it's just like that tree. I think that tree has something to offer right now that I just don't have, so I'm going to go ahead and take of that tree, and then immediately you know, your mind tells you you blew it, and then condemnation comes. That isn't from God. That's from the mind that disregards the life God has given you in believing Him, trusting Him, keeping His word. And when you just do as Abraham did. God spoke, God said it, and that's the way it is, and it doesn't matter what else happens. Something happens. The aperture of your eye opens, brings that, the light of the word, it's called, into your mind, and your mind is transformed. What kind of mind did Jesus have? The word said he humbled himself to the will of the Father. And when Christ is revealed, you see what you really are, how you're really identified. You start seeing things you didn't see before. You begin to know things you just didn't know before. But you have to know that you're a seed. And when a seed falls in the ground, it doesn't go into the future. A seed, when it produces fruit, it goes into the past. There really isn't a future in a crop. There's a promise in a crop, and a promise came from the before. Jesus said, I am the before. I am that which was, and I still am. And I am that which is, and I still am. And I'm that which is to come. But that which is to come is in you. So you can't miss it. And here's where this empowers you. Is that you know you cannot miss the promise of your future unless you believe a lie and think that it's in the future instead of in you. We are the seeds of promise. We are the seeds of Abraham. You have a future that you haven't seen yet. You may have been looking at it. You may have been saying, when is this going to come to pass? But it already has come to pass, just like a seed is already a crop. It's just manifesting the promise when it dies to itself and produces what is before it died. You can't not walk in the promise of God. You can't not walk in the welfare and the blessing and a future hope. You cannot not. Jesus said, just believe what I'm telling you is true. Live like I am God. Not a God. The God. Let's talk about God for a minute. Who is He? He's the ever-present one. He's the one that can never, ever, ever fail. He can't forget a promise because He is the promise. He can't deny you because you're part of Him. You're the thoughts of God. You're the mind of God. You didn't come from yourself. The Word says you didn't choose me. I chose you, and I destined you, and I purposed you. But it's men like David and the prophets and Moses and Abraham that just saw their future because they knew it's not what is before me, it's what is on the inside of me. And there is more proof of a future on the inside of you if you're just willing to step into the light and say, God, fill me with your spirit of promise. Now it's there, but give me the understanding. Help me to see as you see. A lot of times, we were talking about this just the other day, a lot of times people don't discern. The Word says discern the Word of God. A lot of times people don't discern. They hear something and they allow their natural nature, their chemistry, their wishes, their desires. Now listen, your wishes and desires are foremost on God's mind because He thought about them before you did. And when He created you, everything that it takes to make you complete, complete in joy, He's the joy. He's the peace, the Prince of Peace. He's the brightness. He's the awakening. He's the eternal life. He is the everlasting one. He's the one God. He's clear. He's plain. He's holy, unchangeable, undeniable, irresistible. He's God, and He's good in every way. And He says, I'm so good, you couldn't even see all the good that I am with your eyes, hear with your ears, or understand with your brain, but the mind of the Spirit will reveal to you. That's why He said, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God is preparing, but the Holy Spirit. And man, if we've ever needed a generation that just need to have a heart for the Holy Spirit and power, what does that mean? God, show me about me that I don't even know, that only you know about me. And I know one thing. That's why it's so important to be a worshiper of God. The Word says God seeks for one thing. There's one thing God doesn't have, only one thing, until you bring it to Him, and that's your worship. And that's why He says He seeks true worshipers. Because true worshipers worship Him in spirit and in truth. In other words, you're all the truth there is. Whoever you are and whatever you say, that's who I am, and that's where my future lies, and that's where I'm going. I don't have any place else to go. Jesus said, I am the way, not one of the ways. I am the way, and I'm going to show you the way. Discernment and wisdom. The Word says a mind of wisdom is discernment, and to discern is wisdom. And so often we make decisions based on emotions that we tie scriptures to, as opposed to insight that is revelation to us. I know, God said. See, Abraham was driven because he had already seen, he already saw his future. No one could deny him that. And God knew that, and God knew it because He proved him. And the Word says, Abraham just believed God. And then God said, take the son that came out of your faith, because your faith is the pathway to your future, and you won't get there any other way. You'll struggle for the rest of your life until you surrender and say, God, I believe in prophecy. I believe in the prophetic word of power. I believe in the revelation of Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, you can't know Jesus without the revelation of who He is. You can't study Him and find Him out. He said, no man comes to the Father except I draw him, and it's by my Spirit that I draw you to myself. Here's the key. You have to want the heart of God. I want the heart of God. Psalmist said, create in me a clean heart. Oh God, renew a right spirit in me. And God did, and He will, and He does. Because this is a generation of prophetic seers. We are a generation, the seasons are dictating that this is a time, and they will never be fulfilled until we believe and start walking and saying, I'm that season. For generations, we've waited for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and it will never come until there's a generation of individuals that say, we are, as Peter said, this is that. This is that day. This is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Peter didn't wait. He didn't say, I think it's coming, or this feeling. He said, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, saying, thus says the Lord God, in the last days, says the Lord, I will pour out of my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. That's the generation that God is raising up. We're waiting for something in the future when we really need to go to the before. How do I do that? Create in me a clean heart. Give me a heart after you. I'm going to see the future. I'm speaking like Abraham by faith. I am the future. Out of this body, out of this mind, out of this vessel. It's called present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your worship, your reasonable service, your service of reasoning that He is worthy to be worshiped. Present yourself. Present, I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God. Present yourself a living sacrifice. Don't be conned or conformed to the likeness of the world, but be transformed. That's who you really are. The other side of you is a lie. It's a deception. It's not true about you, and you know it because you're miserable, you're destitute, you're uncertain, you feel those dark times, you reach for everything you can, regardless of what it is. However you try to outsource your peace, it doesn't come unless it comes from the Prince of Peace. There is no other peace. Peace doesn't exist, does not exist outside of Christ, does not exist. Fame, fortune, people, yes mans, yes women's, nothing satisfies but the peace of God, because you are a peace of God. I'm the peace of His mind. He's made me the integrity of His heart through His word, through Jesus Christ. That's why the word says we are the righteousness of God. That's pretty bold. That's a pretty bold statement. I am the righteousness of God. I mean, your flesh can kind of tremble because we think out of a mind we think out of an eye and we think out of an ear that's not understanding. It's no longer I that lives. It's Christ that lives in me. And the life that I'm living in the flesh is a wonder. I live by the faith of the Son of God. How meticulously and wonderfully made you are. How incredible that I'm looking at different objects and to understand that light surrounds these objects. Jesus is the light. He gives shape to our lives. Just like He said, I'm the light. I'm going to give shape to your life. When you look at an object, it's the light that your eye receives light. It determines shapes. It brings this information, has no idea what to do with it. It just brings it, raw information, and the brain says, I know what that is. And then the brain says, this is what that is. That's the spirit. That's the mind of Christ. Let me show you what this trying time is. Let me show, this isn't a trying time as ye suppose. This is a gift from God. This isn't a hardship as you suppose. This is a gift from God. Sometimes people say, man, it seemed like when I really started believing, man, I just was bombarded by trials. And no, you weren't bombarded by trials as you suppose. What God was saying is, you're moving in the right direction here. Now trust me, because I'm going to show you things you would never have known, things you would never have found, things you would never have been aware of. You've been looking, but you haven't been seeing. But because you made a statement and said, I'm going to live by faith, I'm going to walk by faith. Some people just don't obey God. They just don't, because they don't think they can. They don't want to fail trying. But obeying God isn't about trying. It's about believing Him. Anytime I do anything, I know God did through me. It's not because I tried, it's because I believed. That's why I said when David fought Goliath and won, he didn't win because he fought well. He actually didn't fight, but because he believed well. He just stood up and said, God's with me. Imagine the boldness. And we think back, oh, those incredible times, but that's simply because men and women just stood up and said, I'm the guy. Be the guy. Be the gal. Be the one. I'm the one. It's going to happen in me. I'm going to do it. Not because I decided, but God decided for me, and I see the future. It's no longer I that lives, it's Christ. He's living in me. I can't help it. My future is so bright before me. It shouts out my name. It declares, and it says it's good. It's welfare, not welfare. It's well. It's blessed. It's healthy. It's strong. It's prosperous. It's a good future, a strong hope. I'm going to impact the world. I remember praying one time. I was in a city. I was in Arizona, and I asked God to give me a word for the city. And I've shared this a few times. I'm going to share it again because someone didn't hear it. And I feel the presence of the Lord. I'm in there praying. And what do you mean feel the presence of the Lord? I'm aware that when I call on God, He answers me, and my senses surrender to that. That's taking dominion, and I can feel God. My wife tells me the other day, and she says this all the time, Donna is a worshiper. She loves to worship. And she says, every time I just say His name, she says, I just feel Him. And when she says things like that, you just see her tear up. Her senses surrender that she sees the future hope and the promise, God's with me. I know when I call on You, and your senses surrender. That's taking dominion. That's what Adam and Eve were supposed to do. Here's a tree. It's a good tree. And I blessed it. Just obey me. I need you to have a heart. Don't see it with your eyes. See it with your heart. No, God said don't touch it. And that's a blessing. Because what He's saying is there isn't anything outside of what I've given you and put in you that you need. Trust me. But I need you to obey me. I need you to believe me. I need you to trust that what I say is God. When I say God, I think God. I see no limitations. I see no time limit. I see nothing getting in between. Nothing can stop me or get in my way between me and God. Nothing. Not for a millisecond. Not at all. Impossible. But that's my faith. That's what I believe. And you can too. But the Word says that seeing, looking, you may not see. But when you do see, then God says, then those things become you. They become yours. They become the reality of your life. Again, faith doesn't show you what isn't. Faith shows you what is. Faith is the substance or the essence or the evidence of things you just don't see. It's the revealing of things which are, and they appear. Faith shows you what really exists. Faith in what God said. God said, what did He say? Let's break it down. What did He say? He said, I'm redeemed. He said, I'm blessed. You can't curse me. He said He would lead me in a righteous way. He said He would lead me in the way that I should go. He said, if I sowed a seed of faith, if I sowed finances, I would reap the benefits. He would bless me. He said, if I sow love or kindness, whatever I sow, I would reap. That's true. But when you look with your eyes and you say, I did this, where is it? That's not faith. That's the senses saying, I want you to prove something to me, but faith is the proof. And when you live that way, then that door opens up and the earth surrenders to you, and then blessings come because everything is connected. The entire earth is plugged into you, and you're plugged into that. So one day when I prayed and I said, God, just give me Your word for this city, the air, it felt like, went out of the room, went still, felt like the presence of the Lord receded, just like He took a step back. And I said, what did I say wrong? I think first and only time it ever happened. And almost immediately, I heard the voice of the Lord. I don't care if you believe it or not, I do, and you'll never convince me otherwise. I heard the voice of the Lord say, when you pray about me doing something through you, don't confine it to a city. When you pray concerning the nations. And it made me feel bigger than I was. And I said, I will. So I've prayed about the nations ever since. Whether we have a handful of people or we're on television around the globe or whatever's going on. My audience isn't just here. My audience is there. The kingdom of God. I see the angels of God looking at me. I believe the angels, I believe every single angel in heaven comes to PFC every Sunday and listens to me. I do. I believe it. Oh, you're some arrogant. No, I'm not arrogant. I believe. I have faith. I know the words I speak are the words of life. I know it's what God's given me. I can feel it. I can sense it. I'm aware of it. And the word says that the angels want to listen because what is being revealed in the earth is what Jesus said. Pray that the king, Jesus said, he said it must be important. He said, pray that the kingdom would be revealed in the earth like it is in heaven. Because when it shows up in the earth, it has to be revealed by faith in the earth. Up there it doesn't. Down here it does. And when it's revealed by faith, the aspects of the Father that are revealed only by faith are revealed. And we want to know more about Him. And it's all about knowing more about God. And when God reveals something through you by faith, it impacts heaven. That's why we make the statement, let's make heaven restless today. Doesn't that just feel right? Aren't we, if it's not I, but it's God speaking, and God speaks something to us, it must be important. If He reveals something to us, it must be God, and it must be good if it's God and if it's good. And if it is, don't you think heaven would be interested in it? Because it's not I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. So how important is your faith in your future? Because it's God's idea and not yours. And when you begin to walk in it, how do I do it? I want, give me a heart after you, God. Give me a heart after you. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in me. That's what I pray. Not meet my needs, pay my bills, take care of my kids, help my husband see how brilliant I am, or my wife see how handsome I am. But God, give me your heart. Give me your heart. Give me your heart so I know who I am. So the fighting stops and the peace comes. And in that peace, I can build what you've called me to build. I can stand where you've called me to stand. I can speak where you've called me to speak. We get to intrude into heaven. He said, I've seated you there, but you're going to have to step into it. He said, they don't have the strength to fly to the heavens. They don't have the power to see with the eye of a spirit, but they are a vessel that I can fill with seeing. They're a vessel I can fill with revelation. And this particular vessel we are, they know they can't do it on their own. They know not that it's hard, not that it's difficult. They know it's impossible. But when I reveal to them, they won't believe in the impossible. They'll only believe in the possible. And this is the vessel I want, because this means it's Christ in you that's being revealed. And that's the hope of glory. That's where revelation, that's where the future makes itself known. And it's time for this generation to reveal the future that God has promised for generations. I see a sea of people filled with the word of revelation. In such profoundness, but let simplicity of life and terms. I see a generation walking in such peace that arrogance can't find them, but honor pursues them. Fear doesn't rule them, but faith commands them. Lack can't present itself to them, but abundance overwhelms them. They walk in tall fields of productivity and fruit, and the vegetation is good, and the blessing of the Lord. It's the season of Eden again. It's the blessing of God. It's the intention of God. When you're saved, you don't go into your future. You go to your before. That's why Jesus is called Adam. The last Adam means God did it right the first time, because He's God. And He said, I'm taking you to the promise. And the whole point is you can't miss what God has for you, because it's not beyond you. It's not out somewhere in the distant. It's not somewhere in a future time. It's not the ticking of the clock. It's not the swinging of the pendulum. It's not the time before you. It's the time within you. You are the present, the past, and the future. As He is, so are we in this world. And it's the mind that God is giving you, the steps that you'll take. Not just steps of effort, but steps of revelation, steps of faith. I'm not doing this hoping it comes to pass. I'm doing this being the future that comes to pass. You write something, and I write something, and we look and we say, if someone picks it up or takes it, then it's living. But the reality is, it was living the moment that the pen struck the paper, or today your finger struck the key, and you said, I'm doing this not because anything says there's an open door, see if you can slide in and make it to home base, but you're saying, I am every base in the field. I'm the bat, I'm the ball, I'm the glove, I'm the team. Because it is not I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. And He's the one that's given me the promise. He's put this hope in me. Affirm your faith. The Word teaches us, affirm your faith. It's no longer I. I'm not alone. Christ is with me. What I'm doing on a different level. I'm reaching. Paul said, I'm stretching forward, not trying to get into the future. He said, what I've done is I've left the past behind, but I'm taking the promise with me. I've left what couldn't happen, and I'm declaring this happening today, whether anything or anyone wants it to or likes it or doesn't like it, because God said so. It's Abraham, it's Isaac, it's Jacob. I'm holding on to heaven. I can't be moved. I can't be changed. I can't be turned. They that put their hand to the plow and look back, they make themselves unfit for the kingdom. But the kingdom of God is the secret, and the secret is it's within you. And the within you is Christ. This moment in time is etched in the kingdom of God's heaven because we declare who He is and define that the vessel He's made us, He did on purpose and He did perfectly because of His perfectness, because of His holiness, because of who He is, because of His mind, my mind works. Because God said, let me make this, and it pleases me, then you please God because you believe what He said is who you are. That's the heart of God. That's how Jesus did in a body what He did and made it clear. Same body you have, different mind. Because I believe the Father. I just believe God. You fire me. You get angry at me. You walk out the church door. You say He didn't say it right, or He didn't look at me right, or you do what you do. But what you do, you need to make sure you do it is under the Lord. And what you need to know is no matter what seems to pass away from you, is simply God elevating you so you let go of what's holding you down so He can take you where you need to go. So He can lift you up. And that's what God wants to do. He really does want to elevate you. He really does want you to sing a new song. He really does want you to wake up in the morning and say, I am so incredibly excited for this day. I mean, there are days I can't stay in bed because I can't wait to get up. I want to say something great is going to happen today. And I do the pulling on heaven all by myself. Pull on heaven, and I declare something great is going to happen today. And I know the moment it comes out of my mouth because I see it, it's going to happen, and it does every single time. Because I don't know how to believe anything else. And that's what God was saying in the Genesis of time. I want you to know how not to believe anything but what I say. I want you to believe only what I say is the only truth that exists. And then when the man of God or the woman of God releases a word, you say, that belongs to me. because God said so. My faith apprehended the word of promise and I made it my own. It belongs to me. That's what the woman did. That's what David did. That's what Daniel did. That's what Joseph did. God showed Joseph his future. And he says, it looks incredible. I don't know what it means, but it looks like you're all going to be bowing down to me. And God said, let me teach you a few things. I want you to see this with your heart. God did a work in Joseph, and his brothers came, and he had the power to send them and have them beheaded. He said, what you meant for evil, God used you to make it good, because only good can happen to me. And that's what God wants you to believe. We are worshipers of God, and only good can happen. Didn't say there were challenges, come on. But out of it, only good will happen to me. Only the glory of God will be revealed in me. Only the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ will be manifest in me. My mind belongs to God. I'm not born of the flesh. I'm born of the Spirit. I'm not only human. I'm all Spirit. I'm all life. Because they that are born of the Spirit are Spirit. And I can live in the shell, incapable of doing what I say, and do it anyway. I can see with the mind of God. And your intellect won't allow you to believe that. That's why you have to die to yourself. Because it's foolish to believe you can have a future without a word of prophecy revealing it to you. Because how do you get there if you can't see it? They that have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of God is saying to His body. Come to me, all you that have labored and have found yourself overburdened. I'll give you rest uncompromised. Learn about me and you'll know more about the truth of you. You'll find me meek, easy to be entreated. Come to me and I'll hear you and I'll answer you. And I'll show you the grace of the Lord. This is a season unlike any other. This is not a forbidden time. This is an open heaven time. This is the acceptable year of the Lord's favor. And we declare it so in Jesus' name. If you believe it, you can stand to your feet and shout, yeah. If it lives for you, then it lives. If it means something to you, and on every corner it shouts the kingdom of God, that's the defining characteristic that makes it walk in the earth and announce itself. The kingdom of God. Because a revelation that God gives to you isn't about the efforts of your faith. It isn't about the decision that you make. What God does through you is all about revealing the mind of God that pre-exists your ability to even comprehend what it is. And if you can receive it, if you can see it, then you are it. And you walk in it. You bear witness that it is so. And make the presentation to the kingdom of God. And God bear witness of what He's done. And see what door God opens by bearing witness. This is my kingdom and not yours. you'll listen to this more than once. The fruit of His Spirit, life and peace, and joy and strength. God, we praise You and we love You. We worship You. We so enjoy Your presence. We so enjoy. We didn't invite You here. We can't. This is Yours. We thank You for inviting us here. You made the invitation. Thank You for the mind to accept what You've said. I hope I'm saying this right. Avelina? Yes, God has heard your prayer. He has heard you. He does hear you. And He is answering you. Be firm in the Lord and watch what He does all around you. Corporate things, things that have been corporate, together. God will do a wonderful, not division, but identifying, separating in a way that you can look and say, that is the Word of God. You have the spirit of discernment. You can discern what other people cannot oftentimes. Know this, God hears you. Trust what He says to you. Know that He hears you. Know that He's with you, and know that He's going to bring it to pass, but no one around you is going to tell you it's okay. That's your job. You say it's okay. You say it's blessed, because the Lord is going to use you to discern His will and bring about something very important, very large, very strong, that reveal an aspect of the kingdom of God that He's placed on the inside of you. And I hear Tuesday, so some conversation that happened Tuesday, God's going to make it all right. Your future is blessed of the Lord. And you don't even have to understand it all. Just know, God, here's your prayers. Hear this word I've said to you. He's leading you in the way you go. Should go and let peace overwhelm you. I speak the peace of God confirmed to you. And then when you wake up in the morning, there's a joy in you unlike you've had in a long, long time. He healed your past. He's the Lord of your present. And He's taking you into the future that He's making you see you are in Jesus' name. Truth be known and heard and stood. Revealed. That's our gift, the mind of God. Let this mind be in you. What mind? Surrender to Him. He's everything you're looking for. It's not a metaphor. It's not a word to explore. It's a reality and more. It's who you were before and who you are today and who you will become, because He is the Alpha and the Omega. The first, the last, the beginning, and the end. Not was, He is. And you're secure in who He is. Only just believe. I pull upon the heavens of God today. Father, we give You praise for enlightened minds, enlightened hearts. Not how much we've learned. It's not about our smarts. It's about Your kingdom revealed within us. Father, let us be a generation. Let us be a voice. You're doers of wonder. You're revealers of truth. You are the voices the prophets saw. You are the prophesied. You are the seeds of generations long past spoken of, called out. The blessed of the Lord, the redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, King. kings in the earth and priests under your God. And this is a seasoned season. This is the acceptable day of the Lord. I see teachers all over this place, revealers, messengers, messengers, messengers. Ruth, you're a messenger. You're a messenger. And what that means is you don't bear the weight of the message. You deliver it faithfully. And God bears witness that it came from Him. And in that, all authorities and powers which belong to God will cooperate with His will because He said it. You're about to walk in deep waters in a new day that you have not known and step away from the things that you have. Be good with it because the Lord is with you. Love Him, seek Him. And I know you do. And He knows you do. But He's taking you into a new idea with an old message with fresh meat. It's a day of revelation for you. Greatest season of your life. God fund every effort and desire and dream of your heart to the full in Jesus' name. I hear the sound of many waters. I hear the tempest of a sea. I hear the sea raging. And people all around the sea and the waters saying, the sea rages. What shall we do? What if we lose everything because we dare build by the water? And I hear the word of the Lord saying, I have commanded the sea not to pass the borders which I have set by the sand on the shore, which is. Remember my word. Do not doubt in your heart. What I have said, I will bring to pass. And where I lead you, says the Lord, I will secure you in that place. Go in faith. Be confident. Be courageous in your faith and in the Lord. And I will establish you in what I have commanded you to do. Dream dreams in the name of the Lord. Dream dreams. Dream dreams. Let visions captivate you to where you can't tell the difference. Was that a dream? Or was that a vision? Or was I there? We're in the latter days, and we call this the day that is the latter season. There's an outpour of the Spirit, meaning God speaking through you. God revealing mysteries and treasures and secrets. The kingdom of God being made known. So the seasons find their season of change. Because until these things be fulfilled, it cannot change. It cannot come to an end and invoke a new beginning. But we call a fulfillment of time, meaning you're going to fulfill the things God has told you to fulfill your season. It's time, 2022, to fulfill those promises that you have had in your locker for years and walk in the fullness of them so the new of the new can begin. Says the word of the Lord. Give God praise this morning. Come on. Dig a little deeper, reach a little higher. God's great Spirit set your soul on fire. I see a curtain pull back. And this is about an economy And people are looking at it and they're trying to justify why it seems so upside down. Both sides, one rails against another. And who is right? The one in the middle. It is not a policy. It is not politics. It is not endeavors for a strong, productive economy. It is not about wrangling and ruling and one side being right and another side being wrong. It's the man in the middle, the Lord of hosts. It's the body of Christ. Who would have thought that the church would make this kind of an impact in government and in the economy? When it's been said, it is forbidden, do not taste, do not touch, do not see. But the Lord says, my word is the sword, dividing asunder soul and spirit. And I will discern, says the word of the Lord, what is to be. And I will tell you what shall come to pass. One side will rail against another until the people lose hope in either side and say, who can we believe? And the word of the Lord comes forth as it was in the days of old. It will be here. Hear the word of the Lord. I will establish by my word, says God, for I am raising up in your nation, in your streets and in your cities, voices that I have sent, says God, those that I have ordained as kings and priests unto myself, says the Lord, and I will make a right, for you will hear the word of righteousness preached in my houses, says the Lord, while I topple those that feign my name, and I will make myself known in the earth, says the Spirit of grace, and I will say, I am the righteous one who have called you by my name and not by yours, but I have given you a name no man would know, save that I give it to you, and you know who I call you. I call you mine, says the Lord, chosen of God. There will be a season where on one side it will fall, on the other side it will run, but the Lord says, I stand in the middle. I am the one, says the Lord, that makes it right. Trust in the Lord. Open your mouth and declare what I have shown you, says the Spirit of God. And I will do what I have said, and I will be the strength of the nations. I will fill your wells with water. I will fill your vats with oil. I will give you wine in your vineyards. I will give you meat to eat. And your ovens will be filled with fresh bread, says God. No, I am the Lord that gives you the increase. Rejoice in me, I say. And again, I say, rejoice in the Lord. Come on. Give the Lord a shout. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise is in my mouth. Say amen. Say amen. I will bless the Lord at all times, for his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Say amen. Say amen. I will bless the Lord at all times, his praise continually in my mouth. Say amen. Say amen. The Lord at all times. Your praise shall continually be in my mouth, my bones, my soul, my mind. Says amen. Say amen. Say amen. God, I'm a yes and amen man. That's who I am, man. An amen, man. Say it. I'm a yes and amen, man. That's who I am, man. Yes and amen, man. Yes and amen, man. Don't know where to go or what to say or what to do. Be still, know that I'm God. I'll speak through you. You won't have to consider what you should say. In that moment, in that hour, I will tell you exactly what to say. For I am the Lord that is with you, never leave you, never forsake you. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Because I'm a yes and amen, man. He knows a plan, man. I know it's a good one. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans of welfare and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. I will be found of you. Give the Lord a shout. Father, we praise you today. We pull upon the heavens of God. We declare there's an announcement from the kingdom of God. The blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. Reap the harvest of the favor and the blessing of the Lord. Be the voice that is not compromised and is not contingent upon what the eye looks at, but what the heart sees, and say of the Lord, this is the year of the Lord's favor. This is the acceptable year of the Lord. You believe it? Give the Lord a shout and say, yeah!